Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Something Day, National Gardening Day. It's also National Dolphin Day. It's Look Up at the Sky Day. Don't look at the sun. It's also National Pecan Day or Pecan Day, but that's not how we say it where I'm from. We say pecan. It's also National Ex-Spouse Day, National Pan-American Day, National Laundry Day. I'll probably be doing... No, I won't be doing some laundry, but I will have some laundry to do. Wow, there's so many. National Rubber Eraser Day, Titanic Remembrance Day, Glazed Spiral Ham Day. So a ton. So yeah, I am recording this from Florida, and I'm recording it on Sunday evening. So as you're listening to this, I will be flying through the air. Well, I normally release it around 10 a.m. in the morning, which is kind of like saying ATM machine. But I normally release it around 10 a.m., so I guess I won't be flying yet. But for those of you who are listening in the afternoon, I'm flying around 2 p.m. Eastern. And then I do have a layover in Washington, D.C. Going to go see President Biden for a little meeting on my way back. And then I got upgraded. I have an upgraded flight from D.C., to Fayetteville, which is about a 3-hour flight. So I will be in first class. Those are always small planes, the ones that are going into. Not always tiny, but definitely small-ish. And so when they upgrade you to first class, it's, you know, there's a curtain. Sometimes there's not even a curtain. But there's a curtain, you know, separating you from the folks in steerage. You get a free alcoholic beverage. Maybe the seats are a little bit bigger, but it's not, you know, it's not like those big, huge planes, you know, that fly international and things of that nature. And you're trying to, you know, and you get a first class or business class or whatever. They don't lay down. There's not special, you know, you don't get booties or any kind of robe or anything like that. It's just, you know, your normal run-of-the-mill stuff. But you know what? I did. I got it for free. I got a free upgrade. So that's good. So yeah, we've been in Florida, or I've been in Florida, and I'm trying to think when I recorded. I must have recorded Friday. And I'm trying to think when on Friday I recorded. Must have been in the morning. Because I got in super late. So anyway, I got in just to kind of go back. The flight was, there was nothing wrong with the flights, but there was definitely a delay. I worked all the way until 1 p.m. I had to be at the airport around 1:45 or at the latest 2, because my flight was leaving around 3. And I wanted to make sure I had at least an hour. It's a small airport and there aren't usually lines. And the funny thing is, now that I'm TSA pre, I'm noticing that the longer line is actually TSA pre and the shorter line is the other line that's not TSA pre, which it's like, why did I go through that monetary expense and all the trouble of getting TSA pre? Because everyone's doing that now. The only benefit I can see, because like I said, the line was longer, but the benefit that I can see is I didn't have to take liquids out of my backpack. I didn't have to take my belt off. I kept my hat on. I kept my shoes on. Other than that, though, you know, didn't have to take my electronics out of the bag. So, you know, those things are good. But as far as a shorter line, it is not always a shorter line. And sometimes it is indeed a longer line. But, and then, you know, there was not really a huge delay. There was probably a 20 to 30 minute delay leaving from Arkansas, but not a huge one. And then flying to Charlotte. And like I said, the Charlotte airport was super busy. Nowhere to sit. And the delay kept getting longer and longer and longer. Anyway, after all of this stuff, I don't think I talked about this much, but the main reason that I rented a car, and I actually ended up getting a huge ass truck. The main reason that I did that is because I got this. I'm an Avis President's member now because of my loyalty points with American Airlines. And so I was like, well, I want to try that out. And we arrive around midnight, 12:05, something like that. It took forever for our bags to get to the baggage carousel. I don't know why, but I finally got my bag. By this point, I believe it was 12:30 or something like that, or later. It seemed like a long time, but I don't know. And so I walk over. Luckily now the rental is within walking distance. The rental place is within walking distance. So I like that. I like that about the Orlando airport, because a lot of airports, you have to get on a van and you have to drive another distance or something like that. But no, it was right there within walking distance, no problems. But there was no one at the preferred counter, the preferred ticket counter. There was no one there. And it was me and this other guy waiting. But there was another, Avis and Budget are the same company. So there was a Budget desk maybe 100 feet away. So I walked over there. There was someone there, and she was actually wearing an Avis t-shirt. And I said, hey, I am a member of the President's Club. I was told in the app I was supposed to go to the preferred counter, because I've never done this before. Because apparently, if you're a President's Club member, you're supposed to be able to skip the line completely. And in the app, it'll just tell you this is the slot that your car is in and go get it, basically. And you don't have to talk to anyone at all. But the first time that you do it, you do have to talk to someone. So there was no one there. I'm like, hey, are they closed already? Because I know it's after midnight and I was supposed to be picking up at 10. And she says, oh, no, they're not closed. They probably just went to the bathroom or something. She had no one at her counter at all. I thought, well, surely she's just going to say, hey, why don't I check you in here? Or why don't I come over to that counter? Nope, didn't offer at all. And then more people started showing up, and there was a line. There were probably 5 people behind me at the preferred counter, and no one was there. We waited, 15, 20 minutes before finally someone showed up. And then she helped the person in front of me, and then she helped me, and she's like, do you want, all we have left right now is either pickup trucks or EVs. And I didn't want to ask a bunch of questions. It was almost 1 in the morning. I'm just like, you know what? Cause I didn't want to have to charge a car, like find a charging station, do all this kind of stuff. I was like, well, I know how to get gas. Now the EVs could have been those that you don't have to charge, that just charge themselves, like on, they're both gas and electric basically. But I didn't want to ask a bunch of questions. So I was just like, okay, I'll take a truck. They gave me the biggest truck, bigger than Daniel's truck. I mean, a big F-150 or something like that. King Ranch. I don't know what it was, but it was like big, like really big. All the roads I've been driving on, or I have driven on, have seemed so tiny in this truck. I drive a tiny little sports car. So anyway, I did that. I put in the directions. My Android Auto worked perfectly in the truck, so that was good. Put in the directions, the address. I was able to stop. I was hungry, so I got a little burger at McDonald's. I stopped at a Walgreens and got a drink or something. Can't remember. I needed to get mouthwash and I forgot. But anyway, I got that the next morning. And so got here. Daniel and Zach had both stayed up, bless their hearts. It was after 2 in the morning. Bless their hearts. And they gave me the tour. And it's a nice house. It's a nice home. It's got a open kitchen to living room area, although they're not using that as a living room. They're using, like, there's a air quote formal living room that they're using right now as their living room or den, whatever you want to call it, the TV room. And they have one side of the house that's got Daniel's office and a spare bedroom. And then the other side is the master bedroom and Zach's office. And in between is the formal living, formal dining, and then the great room or the family room, and then the kitchen. It's got high ceilings. It's nice. It's got a big enough yard for them. They have birds here, apparently, these cranes or whatever. I think they are cranes. They're just walking around in the yard. You know, we have geese in Northwest Arkansas, but no cranes, you know. Although I did walk out a couple of months ago and see a cow in my neighbor's yard. So, I mean, I do have wildlife at my house as well, but they had cranes. So the first day I recorded, I went to Walgreens, picked up some supplies, came back. I recorded my show. We got ready and I feel like we went to lunch, but now I'm not remembering where. Oh, yeah. We went to a local place in Clearwater. I'm going to say Claremont. I'm not remembering the name of the town that they live in. But anyway, it's on a lake and it's cute. It's very cute. There's a little park. There's like a walking path. There's a big lake there. And we went to this nice restaurant. I had pork tacos and the wait staff was so cute. They were like models. There was this waiter that kept walking by and he was adorable. So cute. And then we walked around. Daniel got a shoe fitting and for his race or his 10K or whatever he's doing, his long weekend, three different runs next weekend that he's doing. And we went to an antique slash flea marketplace and that was fun. And then we came home and then in the evening or later in the afternoon, we were planning on doing, I wanted to drive a boat. I've never driven a boat before. And Daniel, because he was talking about, oh, we've got lakes around here. We can rent a boat. And I just mentioned, oh, that would be cool. I've never rented a boat before. Well, there was wind because apparently the reason my flight was delayed was weather and it was windy. And so the local lake said, or the local marina said, we're not going to be renting out boats because it's going to be too windy. And so we actually went to Disney and we rented a boat, a pontoon boat. And it was very low powered, but I did get to drive a boat and that was fun. I was very nervous. They have these air quotes cops in the water, these guys driving speed boats that kind of monitor the dumbasses who are renting boats and make sure you're following all the rules and all that kind of stuff. And when I was driving, I was like, Daniel, they're following me. they are trying to see if I'm going to, they came up to us no less than I think five times, not for me. The first time was with Daniel and they were like telling him how to pass other boats or how not to pass other boats. The second time I was driving, but Daniel got scolded because he was standing up and they said, sir, you cannot stand up while the boat is in motion. And then the third, I can't remember what maybe it was only three times, but anyway, the third time, but they were following me when I was driving, just like right behind us, just following, just looking for me. And I'm used to, because I drive a sports car, cops will typically follow me and then try to find something wrong. Like, oh, is your registration out? Or do you have a tail light out or anything like that? That's what these people were doing.
Oh my God.
See, Daniel wanted
their job.
He wanted the door open so he could come in here. He said it is their job and we were the only boats on the lake. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Then they come over and they're like, we have a hard stop at 5:30. We're going to need you to go in. They had not told us at all that there was a closing time. We had no idea. Then we get back to the dock. I'm sure we'll talk about this on the mix. I think we already talked about this on the mix, actually. I don't remember. I don't remember what we talked about. But anyway, this girl was not having it. She was so rude. So rude. But yeah, it was a fun Friday. And I'm sure we ate something, but now I'm not remembering afterwards. But I'm running out of time. So we'll cover the rest of the weekend throughout the week. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me or at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.